talking about Myles Garrett driving 100 miles an hour, getting busted after the game in Strongsville. According to records, he was given a $250 fine and does not have to appear in court on Thursday morning if he pays it. I guess he could contest it if he wanted it to, but I don't, I mean.
Hard to contest that one.
Well, I mean, you could say the radar gun's off. There's ways to contest it. This isn't the first time he's been speeding, or, I mean, WKYC reported at least 7 instances of Garrett speeding in Northeast Ohio in 2022. So, Jeff, just your thoughts on the story.
I don't want to sound preachy here. We all drive on the highways. We all know how disconcerting it is when someone goes flying by you. Like, if you're on a highway and you're going close to the speed limit, and the speed limit most places is now 70, right? When you get your doors blown off and you're going 70, 75 miles an hour, you know that person's doing 90 plus, maybe 100. It's disconcerting, you know? You can't, I see it every other morning coming to work. You know, there are people driving just like crazy. To be preachy, I hope Miles slows down before he hurts himself or hurts someone else. It's that simple. Just because you have a fast car, and just because you're a pro athlete and you can feel invincible on the football field, doesn't mean you're invincible on the highways. And as stupid as it just sounds, they just need to slow down. I mean, they're going to hurt somebody. Same thing with Shador. Don't do that. You're gonna hurt somebody, and then you're gonna be you know what? Then you're in big trouble.
Every one of these guys that plays on any professional sports team knows that they are gonna get called out if they do something above the law. It's 100% guaranteed. They tell every rookie this is what's gonna happen. Okay, so if you think it's not a story. These guys know it's a story. It's not like they don't know better. And you could say driving 100 miles an hour, not a big deal. I still can't believe some of the stuff I read on social last night. Just like, who cares? Not a big deal. Hey, you know what? To you, it's not a big deal. If he lands in someone else's car or flips his own car like he's done before, it's a big deal. It's aggravating to me, people who try to justify it's okay. It's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's not. I mean, even in Montana, when I lived out there, we basically had no speed limit.
Wide open.
I mean, if you got anywhere near where there might be people, they were on you like a hawk. You couldn't, and people would, you know, they'd drive 100, whatever, in the kind of the desert-like parts of eastern Montana as you were going back towards Wyoming. And once you got even close to a little city, it was back to 60 or 55 miles an hour, and they were waiting for you because they knew they were going to bust you for going too fast. So Miles is coming back from the game. I just,
they're driving
just,
a Ferrari.
I don't care if he was driving minivan, you know,
Mark sent me an email and he said, yeah. Miles is much safer at 100 plus in his Ferrari than Shador was in his truck. Maybe trucks are pretty good too. The problem is this, you're on a public highway. Mm-hmm. If somebody's going like 65, which they're allowed to do in a 70 mile an hour speed limit, and let's just say that person for some reason swerves a little bit, you know, moves out of the lane when you're flying up. I mean, we all know what happens. You know, these guys, I'm sure it's in their contracts that they can't drive race cars, or they'd probably go rent out Mid Ohio. I'm
sure.
Seriously,
but you know what? I'm okay with that.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that too. But I'll bet you it's in their contract that they can't race cars. So what do? They're racing cars on the highway.
Here's the part that's going to aggravate you. And you can be like, Pascal, you should shut up. And if you think that, that's fine. If you're going to be a captain, okay, being captain means more than being a great football player on the field. It's lead. So why would we be mad at Shador Sanders for driving over 100 miles an hour when the captain drives over 100 miles an hour? And these guys know that. They know what's going on. Like, I love Miles as a football player. He's a great football player. I think he's great for the community. I love when he does the Halloween stuff. But you've got to lead by example. Like, why do I have to say that on the radio right now to a guy who's a captain? Money doesn't make you a captain. The way you act on and off the field makes you a captain. Miles to me is the best player on the team. He is. I'm not going to argue that. And I love watching him play. But is he someone that should be a captain? No, he shouldn't. This is multiple times, over 100 miles an hour, and it's his responsibility to lead on the field and off the field. And so if a rookie's driving over 100 miles, well, our best player on the team does it. I just hope he comes out the next time he has media availability, apologizes like he did before, and just says, I can't be a leader if I can't lead by example. I shouldn't be a captain. It's ridiculous. And I know I'm aggravating a million people out there by saying that. Well, it doesn't matter what he's a captain, by the way. No, captain has nothing to do. It has a little bit to do with how you play on the field. Can you live up to the expectations? But it's so much more than that. It's got to be the players that are looked up to by the rest of the team, the guys that follow the rules, the guys that are out there by example. It's a $250 fine. The story's going to be over again tomorrow. But it's hard to let that not think about that. I can't tell you how many people have said that to me. This is your captain?
You mentioned that there were reports that he's had like 7 violations and all.
That's what Channel 3 said in 22.
How does he still have a license? Seriously, I
don't know.
Do we not have points accumulating anymore? I don't know. Been a long time since I've had a speeding ticket. And mine were always for doing 41 and a 25. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But, I mean, do you understand the captain part of this? Like, do you understand? Like, how can you expect someone to be a leader if they're not going to set the example?
I do get it, Andy. I think your idea is, I think your thought on that is actually correct. But I think it's also quaint. You know what I mean? You're right. But that's not the way it works anymore. It's not the way it works anymore.
I don't know.
I'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0092.
So you look at this, and by the way, I don't want to sit here and talk about how fast a player's driving. I don't. Like, I really don't. I don't want, but we do this, Andy, all the time.
I hate to say this. It's only a matter of time before somebody gets hurt. You know, if you need proof of what could happen, take a look in Las Vegas. Right? Henry Ruggs is doing time. Killed somebody.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't on a highway, but he was driving recklessly.
And again, I know people drive excessive. I get it. I understand that. But it's just, you got to know that people are watching you. They're watching all the time.
It's not funny and it's not cute. I mean, truly, get it taken out of your contract and go rent out Mid-Ohio. That'd be great. Go ahead. Go rent out Mid-Ohio. Just do it.
I don't know. Dan, your thoughts on this? I mean, across, you know, your thoughts.
I think you guys have said it well. It's exactly how I feel on the whole ordeal. It's like, I know the thrill of going 100 miles an hour on a highway. If you want to do it, do it on a race course.
I don't know the thrill of that. Do you actually know the thrill of that?
I've been in the passenger seat when someone has done it.
Oh, good Lord.
So.
And what are you supposed to do, by the way? What do you, like, we tell our kids this all the time. Like, if you're like, and by everyone can see how fast everyone's going now with Life 360 and stuff like that. You know, and you what do you tell someone who's in a car like that?
I mean, I'll never do it again. I'll never be behind the wheel and do such things. Like, it will never be my call on it.
Like, how do you get out of that situation?
I don't know that you do.
You kind of buckle in and trust the person next to you.
You try and hope to never get in that situation in the first place.
By
showing good judgment and knowing who you're riding with.
We had a conversation 2 days ago. Like, I've got a relative who lives in some open space out west, who is on our Life 360, who constantly is hitting that 100-mile-an-hour thing. And I'm like, I don't want my kids in the car with them. I don't.
No.
I don't. It's ridiculous. Mike is in Stowe. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Boy, you guys get to me fast. I love that, man. So cool. I don't have to sit around and wait, get right to my point.
We're good with it.
I'm a little older, long in the tooth, like you two gentlemen are. And,
gee, thanks, Mike. It's really sweet of you.
Well, you know, we're doing fine. But I did a little bit of that stuff in my younger times. And generally, it was, if you did it, you bought it by yourself. Nobody around you should be enforced in that kind of situation. You know, like, hey, I'm looking to do this. Or you're not interested. I'm not going to make you do it with me. You know, you got to be an adult like that. But I'll get back to the whole Miles thing, you know, from a football point of it. It really bothers me that And look, he can be whatever he wants. He wants to drive like, you know, like he drives. That's fine. He's going to get caught. He's going to, you know, one of these days maybe end up without a license. He keeps it up. But, you know, the thing about it is this. I hate that he's never really shown me that to be that really ultimate leader. And look, he doesn't have to be. But he's been here so long. We know what he is about. He's never really stood up and been that big voice for the team. The loudest voice he's ever had is when he said he wanted out of town. And I kind of wish that, I hate to say this, I know I'm not a real popular guy for it, but I wish we'd have moved on from him at that time. And the reason is this. I think we're in a team in transition. I think by the time we're going to be viable again, he's going to be at the end of his run or close to it, making a ton of money and still doing the same things he's doing now, you know, doing his own thing, which is fine. He's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants. But I'd rather have a guy in his position that wants to be more of a vocal leader of the team, show it on and off the field. You know, at this point in his career, I'd like to see that taken over. It doesn't seem like it's ever going to. So I think we missed a chance by moving on and maybe rebuilding this team with a better leader. Hopefully some of these kids coming up now, we'll get one out of this group because we really need one because our coach doesn't have a loud voice. That's what I got, guys.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate you for voicing your opinion. Thank you. 216-474-0092. Baskin, Phelps, Miles, Garrett, cited for driving over 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Your thoughts on that? Plus, we're also going to get back into some of the things that are actually going on the field and the quarterback situation. So we'll get to all that stuff here in a moment. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.